earth, and sky.
There's no question there is a place for cars in transportation. But I think in the case of the United States and Europe, there's the place for cars will be smaller.
You are listening to transportation expert Lee Shipper talking about the way we might move around in cities and megacities of the future.
You know, there isn't a best way. It's a question of more or less balance of how we move. There is a role for individual private transportation, but too much of it and everybody slows down and stops. There's a role for large-scale collective transportation, bus rapid transit in or metros. There is a role for, a very important role for cycling, for non-motorized transport.
Dr. Shipper is currently a visiting scholar at the University of California, Berkeley's Transportation Center. He said the key to sustainable urban transportation is for people to live, work, and play closer together.
The ownership of cars will probably continue to grow. The use of cars will be less than it has been. And above all, we won't need to move around as much because we discover that we can do all these great things closer to home.
Shipper predicts a 20 to 30 year transition to more sustainable human mobility. Our thanks today to Shell, encouraging dialogue on the energy challenge. I'm Deborah Bird for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.